Hugh, literally weeks to go now. Mm. The park is looking phenomenal here on this media day. But are you happy with how preparations have gone so far?
It's sad we can't see the sunshine on the radio, can we? But it is the most glorious day. And actually, to have weather like this when we're setting the event up and doing the final touches to the fences, but even more important, the final touches to the grandstands and all the tents and everything, it's great because the guys are happy working in the sunshine and they don't make a mess. So this is marvellous from my point of view.
It's been a great opportunity today to see the course. I mean, what are the key changes in terms of this year and any phases that are really going to particularly challenge these riders?
I think Giuseppe, the course designer, has kept up the long tradition at badminton of going round in opposite direction each year, which really means it's a new course virtually. Now, obviously it goes to the same places, but we go to the quarry at the beginning, very early on. The lake comes a third of the way through, the usual fences down around the Vicarage V area. So the balance, of course, always changes quite a lot depending which way around you go. I think there are a lot of very good fences. I mean, they're all good fences. There's a lot of quite strong fences this year, quite challenging fences. But I think there are slightly more let-ups, as we call them, slightly more easy fences thrown in to slightly reduce the intensity. I think Giuseppe felt last year that he'd perhaps slightly overdone the intensity in certain parts of the course.
Here we are basking in glorious sunshine in April, but in terms of the ground and the preparations leading up to the event, you know, the British weather is always so unpredictable, but how's the ground looking?
The ground looks great. I mean, now it's an all-year-round maintenance affair that we do. It's no longer go onto the ground a month before and, you know, do what you can. We look after it all of the time. I mean, it's grazed, of course, all through the summer by the deer and the sheep and so on, and a bit during the winter. But both in the main arena where we do the dressage and show jumping and all around the cross-country course, it's harrowed and rolled and spiked and seeded and fertilised and verti-drained and mown to within an inch of its life, which means the ground is now much more capable of standing up to extreme conditions than it would have been 10 years ago. That having been said, a modicum of rain would be nice. Nice warm weather for grass growth would be nice. But the one thing I've learned in 25 years running this event is I don't control the weather.
Looking at the entry list, again, it reads like a who's who of three-day eventing. You must be delighted that the top riders have signed up and will be here once again.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think it's six or seven previous winners of this event. Someone like Andrew Nicholson, who's been round it 32 times without winning it yet. And obviously, I hope he does one day, I must admit, because he's such an outstanding rider. Lots of people who could win it. Very exciting. And quite a lot of new people come in this year from both British and from overseas. So we'll see more people having a first go than we've seen for a couple of years.
And what about ticket sales? Are they looking good?
Yeah, ticket sales have been great, actually. I mean, we open up for ticket sales in early January. As always, the first two or three days are absolute mayhem. But then it settles down, and then close to the event, it obviously picks up again. We've still got tickets available, and I hope people will also remember that this is one of the few big events that, particularly on Cross Country Day, you can just turn up and come in at the gate. You know, if you want special privileges like membership and all that sort of thing, then obviously you have to book in advance. But you can turn up on the day, pay at the gate, come in and have a jolly good day out.
And we must talk about, aside from the competition, it's the whole badminton experience, which I know that you work exceptionally hard to engage a spectator and have the most that they can out of the event.
Yes, I mean, funnily enough, one of the things I do, my wife and I do every year, is we try to go to three or four other big non-horsey spectator sporting events and sort of try and experience them not as a knowledgeable insider. Because always the problem here is that, I mean, I know it too well almost. So I did actually engage a chap I've known for a long time as a sort of shopping consultant, not to teach me what to buy, but to bring an independent eye to our shopping centre, and he's given some very useful advice. We're always trying to improve the customer experience. I mean, my aim, I mean, you can't always achieve it, is that it doesn't matter how old you are, what gender you are, whether you're able or disabled or whatever, you should be able to come and enjoy badminton.